What is the UK COVID inquiry and how does it work? Dot. Date modified colon 2025-07-02T13:49:57.228Z. Description colon The inquiry into the government's handling of the pandemic has heard from politicians, civil servants, experts, and bereaved families, comma dot. What is the UK COVID inquiry and how does it work? Dot. 54 minutes ago, save. Jennifer Clark, BBC News, save. Getty Images. The COVID inquiry is taking evidence from politicians, health experts, and bereaved families about the impact of the pandemic on the social care system across England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. In July 2024, the inquiry's first report said the UK's flawed preparations had led to more deaths and greater economic damage than there should have been. Just under 227,000 people died in the UK from COVID between March 2020 and May 2023, when the World Health Organization said the global health emergency was over. COVID inquiry hears of care home slaughter. What is the COVID public inquiry and when did it start? The COVID inquiry was launched by former Prime Minister Boris Johnson in June 2022. More than a year after he said the government's actions during the pandemic would be put under the microscope. The announcement came after the COVID-19 Bereaved Families for Justice campaign said it was considering launching a judicial review over what it called government time-wasting. Johnson said the inquiry would cover decision-making by the UK government, as well as the administrations in Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. The first public hearings took place in London in June 2023. Subsequent hearings have been held in Edinburgh, Cardiff, and Belfast. Public inquiries are established and funded by the government and are led by an independent chair. They can compel witnesses to give evidence. No one is found guilty or innocent, but the inquiry publishes conclusions and recommendations, which the government is not obliged to accept. COVID inquiry, the UK pandemic in numbers, who is leading the COVID inquiry? The inquiry is chaired by former judge and crossbench peer Baroness Hallett, who previously led the inquests into the July 7 London bombings. She said that loss and suffering would be at the heart of the inquiry, and that it would be firmly independent. Piranha Photography, Baroness Hallett promised the inquiry would be thorough and fair. Baroness Hallett said the inquiry would examine how decisions on limiting the spread of COVID were made and communicated, the use of lockdowns and face coverings, and the impact on children, health, and care sector workers, and the clinically vulnerable. The effect on bereaved families, and how the findings could be applied to other national emergencies would also be considered, she said. Loss and suffering at heart of COVID inquiry, what is the inquiry looking at? The inquiry is split into different parts. Work on the first module, resilience and preparedness, has finished, but the inquiry is actively investigating several other aspects of COVID, decision-making and political governance in Westminster, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, the impact on healthcare systems across the UK, vaccines, therapeutics and antiviral treatment, government procurement and PPE, the care sector, test and trace, the impact on children and young people, the government's business and financial responses, the impact on society. There is no specific timescale for how long the inquiry will last. However, the final public hearings will begin in February 2026. Scotland is holding a separate inquiry into the pandemic. What did the COVID inquiry's first report say? Several reports are expected, covering everything from political decision-making to vaccines. The first of these was published in July 2024, and in it Baroness Hallett said the UK had been ill-prepared for dealing with a catastrophic emergency, let alone the coronavirus pandemic. Never again can a disease be allowed to lead to so many deaths and so much suffering, she added. The 217-page report argued the UK planned for the wrong pandemic, a mild one where spread of a new virus was inevitable, and this led to the untested policy of lockdown. It said the UK government and devolved nations failed their citizens, and that ministers did not sufficiently challenge scientific experts. It made a series of recommendations for reforming the way the government approaches emergency planning across the four nations of the UK. Baroness Hallett said she wanted these to be acted on quickly, with changes in place within 6 months or a year. Who has given evidence to the inquiry? The inquiry has heard from hundreds of witnesses. They include current and former politicians, civil servants, government advisors, public health experts and representatives of bereaved families. Many were extremely critical of former Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who was in number 10 throughout the pandemic. He began his two-day evidence session in December 2023 by apologizing for the pain and the loss and the suffering experienced during the pandemic. Barnard Castle, ICU, and heckling, Johnson grilled at COVID inquiry. Johnson admitted mistakes were made and that there were unquestionably things we should have done differently, but insisted that ministers had done their level best in difficult circumstances. Five takeaways from Boris Johnson's COVID inquiry evidence. Former Prime Minister Rishi Sunak gave evidence about his role as Chancellor during COVID. He also apologized to all those who suffered as a result of the actions that were taken, but denied his Eat Out to Help Out scheme had increased infections and deaths. HM Treasury, the government's chief medical officer, Professor Sir Chris Whitty, and former chief scientific advisor Sir Patrick Vallance, previously told the inquiry that they had not been consulted about the policy. Did Sunak's Eat Out scheme help to spread COVID? Sir Patrick, Sir Chris, and his former deputy professor Sir Jonathan Van Tam also said they had received substantial abuse from the public while carrying out their roles. Getty Images. Several witnesses accused Matt Hancock of lying during his tenure as health secretary, which he denied. Former health secretary Matt Hancock has given evidence several times. He told the inquiry that the UK's pandemic strategy had been completely wrong, and later denied that he lied to colleagues, while admitting the UK should have locked down much sooner. Hancock also criticised the toxic culture in government, for which he blamed Johnson's former advisor Dominic Cummings. In his evidence to the inquiry, Mr. Cummings described a dysfunctional government and was very critical of Johnson's approach. The hearing also discussed scathing text messages he sent, many of which contained offensive descriptions of ministers and officials. Mr. Cummings said he regretted the handling of his infamous trip to Barnard Castle during the first lockdown, but denied that he had damaged public trust in the government. COVID inquiry WhatsApps paint picture of chaos. How inquiry is exposing deep flaws in COVID decision making. The inquiry also heard from Scottish, Welsh and Northern Irish political leaders, including former Scottish First Ministers Nicola Sturgeon and Humza Yousaf, former Welsh First Minister Mark Drakeford, current Northern Irish First Minister Michelle O'Neill and former First Minister Berenice Foster. How can the public get involved in the COVID inquiry? Groups representing bereaved families have urged the inquiry to ensure their voices are heard. Anyone could share their experience through the Every Story Matters project, which had gathered more than 47,000 personal accounts of COVID when it closed for submissions in May 2025. Members of the public can apply to attend public hearings in person. Public hearings are also streamed on the BBC News website and the inquiry's YouTube channel. In addition, witness transcripts are published on the inquiry website. Coronavirus Public Inquiry. Coronavirus Lockdown Measures. COVID-19 Bereaved Families for Justice. Nicola Sturgeon. Boris Johnson. Health. Rishi Sunak. Matthew Hancock. Coronavirus.